You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Tomah High School in Monroe County was evacuated around 1:40 yesterday due to a bomb threat written in a bathroom stall. Students and staff were quickly evacuated to the football field, then to a nearby park. The Tomah Police Department searched the building and found no evidence of a threat. Students and staff were able to return to the building after a little over an hour and were sent home at their usual dismissal time. This is an open investigation, and anyone with information is encouraged to speak up and speak out. If you need help paying your heating bills from this winter, there's still assistance available. The Wisconsin Department of Administration says there's still time to receive benefits through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Secretary Kathy Blumenfield says the heating season ends on May 15th, and you still have an opportunity to receive help with heating and electric bills. Households at or below 60% of the state median income level could be eligible for benefits and can submit an application online. And that's not just help paying the bills. You might also qualify for upgrades to make your home more energy efficient. But the future of this program is up in the air. The Trump administration sent a first version of a proposed budget to Congress last week. It would eliminate all funding for the Low-Income Heat and Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. That's where basically all of Wisconsin's energy program money comes from. It helps about 230,000 Wisconsinites each year. People living in the north side of Stevens Point are invited to a public information meeting later this month. The city is looking to rewrite the zoning code for an area from Walker Street South and First Street to the river. The meeting will be Tuesday, May 20th at 5:30 at the Piffner Building. Wisconsin lawmakers are set to take their first official action on the state budget today, and they're planning to axe hundreds of plans from Governor Tony Evers' proposal. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
They've signaled they'll be nixing Evers' plan to add a fifth tax bracket for the wealthiest Wisconsinites and his plan to eliminate sales tax on tips, utility bills, and things like medicine, diapers, and menstrual products. They'll also be removing proposals to legalize marijuana, expand Medicaid, give subsidies that would keep childcare providers afloat, replace lead pipes in Wisconsin, and ban employers from discriminating against someone for their gender identity. In previous budget negotiations, Republicans in the legislature have essentially stripped most of Evers' plans and then written their own proposal from there. It seems they're likely to do the same this time. Republicans say they're removing reckless spending from the budget, and they've repeatedly said they're focused on providing tax cuts. The Joint Finance Committee will take up the measure tomorrow.
Online suppliers of aquatic animals have been convicted in Wisconsin for ignoring warnings from the DNR and repeatedly shipping illegal invasive species to the state. Lisa Hale has the story.
Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in eight Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crawfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties, and the other was convicted of 20 citations only in Brown County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crawfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns, their ability to outcompete native species, and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers are at 538 games into the season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With four of their regulars starting the game on the bench, Milwaukee fell into an early hole and never recovered Wednesday, losing 9-1 to the Houston Astros. The only scoring for the Brewers, one of just four hits on the game, came from this Eric Haas solo home run.
Haas, a fly ball into deep left center field, and this ball is gone. The Brewers are on the board on the Haas homer.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers faced a tough pitcher.
The story of the game is the kid for them with the big shoulders. That kid can pitch. You know what I mean? That kid can pitch. That sinker changeup thing or whatever he's got going, that's really, really good. that kid was good. And he dominated us. Now, we had four basic under 1 year service time players in there against him.
Murphy said he's frustrated with the lack of urgency that his team had after only being down 3-1 for most of the game.
With this adversity and that kind of stuff, I'm not happy by any stretch because we also haven't played great baseball. And again, we've kind of misplaced our edge on a day-to-day basis. There wasn't the win tonight urgency.
Milwaukee gets the day off today before playing the Rays in Florida this weekend for a three-game series. Marquette is adding its first varsity sport since 2013. Women's swimming will become the school's 17th varsity sport and will begin competition in the Big East in 2025-26. It's the first varsity sport added since women's lacrosse 12 years ago. The move comes as the school is moving men and women's tennis and track and field to non-scholarship sports offerings next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. While the summer box office has arrived, there are no anticipated blockbusters opening this weekend, but good variety for your viewing pleasure. Juliet and Romeo is pretty much the same story, but filmmakers opted for pop music instead of iambic pentameter. If horror is your game, check out Clown in a Cornfield. Clowns are creepy, as are cornfields. That's an absolute fright fest, and it is pulling a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it wouldn't be the start of the summer movie season without a good action comedy like Fight or Flight. The film stars Josh Hartnett, who plays a secret agent trying to restore his rep while being trapped on a plane with other secret agents trying to kill him. Also in the action spy thriller realm is the film Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, who plays a spy who is also married to a spy, which breaks the spy rules, so naturally they are in danger and must protect their child. If these films don't get you excited, check out Sinners or Thunderbolts. And if you see any of these films, would love to hear about them on Nightlight next week. Let's go to the movies. Comedian Nate Bargatze might not be a comedian for much longer. Despite selling 1.2 million tickets to his stand-up shows last year, he has huge aspirations beyond telling jokes. He just finished hosting SNL for the second time and will host the 77th Emmy Awards. He has multiple deals in various stages of production, including comedy specials, sitcoms, and films, and wants to develop podcasts, music, and more. Bargatze says everything he produces will be family-friendly.
Boring.
According to Deadline, Bargatze wants to follow in the footsteps of Walt Disney and create a theme park in Nashville called Nateland. This is getting weird. He says the person who is running Disney now is just a businessman who doesn't care about audiences. The future founder of Nateland says whatever he does moving forward, it will be with the audience in mind. He might actually be more ambitious than he is funny. Remember when Hollywood made straight-up comedies? They might actually be back. Friendship opens in a limited release this weekend and stars Tim Robinson as a man who moves into a neighborhood and tries to endear himself to his fellow neighbor dudes, led by Paul Rudd. I've seen the trailer several times in front of other movies, and it absolutely looks cringeworthy and beautiful. It is currently pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is certainly no rush in making sequels these days. 36 years between Top Guns, 35 between Blade Runners, and 13 between Avatars. Keeping up the trend is the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, which looks like it's getting a sequel 15-plus years later. The obvious title should be 20 Things I Hate About You, but the sequel will most likely be called 10 Things I Hate About Dating, according to People magazine. Director Gil Younger says there will be a nod to the deceased Heath Ledger in the new film. A release is a ways away, as they are still writing the script. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 63 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low dropping into the low 30s. Could be a little frosty tonight, so watch those petunias. Tomorrow, sunny 73. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s with lots of sun right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.